This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There's video up on DrudgeReport.com. I'm going to put it on screen. That I just can't even handle. I mean, it's the mayor of San Juan standing up on national globalist television, bitching, saying that there's no aid from Trump when there's giant pallets going up hundreds of feet in the air behind her. And when they're the ones ordering stand down. And then they use the crisis to get more power. That's their management skill. They make you poor to run your life. And you have no idea. I'm so sick of these pigs. Look at her. She's standing there after the Navy ships. I saw maps this morning put out by FEMA of each port and how many landings have been made. And some of them had like 30, 40 landings of container ships. And then the photos, pyramids of food, pyramids of air-conditioned food, pyramids of fuel, generators. I mean, it's insane. And then she sits there saying, I'm begging, save us from dying. I want to come back and play this. And then Matt Bracken is joining us. But just, and then you got the Islamic attacks every day. And I went to a major gun range today. And to respect the gun range, I didn't videotape it because I'm into privacy. And I walk in there, and there's women in hijabs lined up firing machine guns. And then 2 hours later, I leave, and they're bringing in more women in hijabs. And I was like, am I in a jihadi training camp? And they look at me, and they go, hello, Alex. I mean, something's going on in this country, folks. So I did shoot video in the parking lot. When one of them pulled around and drove up next to me. So I was leaving with my wife. Yeah, well, things aren't going too well in this country, I'm here to tell you. There's something big afoot going on. Democrats told us. In fact, you guys reprint me Paul's article. It was on Drudge on Friday. Democrats announced November 5th, November 4th, they're planning mass murder nationwide. They start killing cops, everybody else. And isn't it the cops are perfect? And isn't that America's perfect? But you know what? It isn't Saudi Arabia. It isn't North Africa. It isn't, New Guinea with headhunters. I like America. A lot of freedom here. And I like everybody, no matter what color they are, as long as they like freedom, too. And I'm not going to turn into the big racist the globalists want by all this anti-white stuff, but I am going to get more vocal against your political correctness and point out you're trying to turn America into a big giant prison where the government's the warden and we're all at each other's throats. And Donald Trump's trying to stop that. And, of course, former top NFL star, Mr. Brown, has come out and pointed this out. We're going to play that clip, too, when we come back first in the next segment. But I did about a 45-second plug. And that didn't pay the bills around here. You pay the bills. But when I do longer plugs, we get more money in. And I've been so focused on news, people probably notice there's not much plugging going on, a lot of breaks getting skipped, a lot of things happening. And I shouldn't be overly confident. I should be raising money while the sun's shining. So I'm asking you to commit today to go to InfoWars Store and to look at the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the firearms accessories, the knives, the nutraceuticals, the supplements, and buy products and sign up for AutoShip on things like high-quality coffee or vitamin B12 or the other organic products we've got, the Emirates Essentials, the essential oils that just came in. They're the highest quality discounted. And you get 10% off for doing the right thing and helping us, but we need the commitment because let me tell you something. Behind the scenes, I don't know how to deal with some of the stuff that just happened, but I'm going to have to go public this week with some things that are next level. The infiltration against us, the things they've done to try to get us off AM and FM radio stations are unprecedented. We've confirmed it's going on. They've confirmed what Media Matters said they would do. They said they'd infiltrate us. Well, they couldn't infiltrate here. Where else would they infiltrate? Where else would they infiltrate? Somewhere in Minnesota.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, at this point, I've got Islamists following me around. It's really happening. At this point, we're seeing terror attacks every day. At this point, the Democrats have been infiltrated all over the country by local police and state police. The feds will do nothing because they're controlled. Trump hasn't gotten control of the Justice Department more than three levels down. We've got the videos coming out every hour. I can't even watch them all with the Antifa training to kill police, kill conservatives, kill talk show hosts, kill members of Congress. I mean, they go on MSNBC and say, hashtag hunt Republicans. And it's just next level. And I don't know what we're supposed to do because there's a civil war inside the government. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart guy, is joining us in this hour to talk about the waterfront. But to watch the Democrat teamsters admit they've ordered a stand down for 2 weeks, not to ship more aid per capita than Florida or Texas got. Tens of thousands, over 10,000 just that the Navy's put in, not to mention all the other aid groups. A lot of other ships are showing up. I mean, you've got more food than they need, they're saying now, and fuel than for 6 months, but not a truck will move. They need security because the Teamsters are gangsters on the island. They're attacking the 20% of the truckers trying to get in. And they see this as a way to really take control of the island further. Trump should send in federal troops, quite frankly. And that's what he's basically getting ready to do. But, I mean, it unified the country, ladies and gentlemen, that you saw Harvey, you saw Texas, you saw people come together, and now they know that his approval rating's up, the economy's coming back, they're panicking. Matt Bracken, we've got terror attacks in all over the Western world, in France, Allah Akbar stabbing women to death until the military kills them. You've got truck attacks going on, running over a bunch of people, trying to stab police, at least shot up in Canada. You've got I mean, I went to a gun range today, and it was just women lined up in hijabs firing, you know, full auto at a place where you can do that. And then when I left, and I had military guys with me, and they were like, yeah, when you left, four more groups came in. They're like, I'm not going to get into it. I mean, and they were following me around. I mean, this country, I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy. And the Democratic Party has just absolutely done this. The deep state's done this. They've got some giant double cross revolution, 100 years, the Bolshevik revolution planned in the next couple months. And now they admit, that story was linked on Drudge this weekend from Paul Watson, just a whole article with their links where they're saying, we're going operational. We're going to start killing everybody. It's here. So we're going to go to Matt Bracken right now. I mean, Matt, this is everything you've been warning about for a couple of years. But you said as Antifa politically loses, they'd get violent. Now they're just, I think, the cover for more serious teams and more serious operations. I see preparation for revolution against America by Islamic and communist forces everywhere. It's crawling out of the woodwork here in Austin.
Yeah, it's true, but we're still in the battle shaping phase where there's going to be a civil war. I mean, there's no avoiding that. The train is coming down the track. and the bridge is out. But the question now for the left side is shaping the perceptions of who started it. Once this thing kicks off and it's, you know, just total kinetic mayhem, then pretty soon it'll just be, well, we're in a civil war, no more free assembly, no more street demonstrations, that'll be banned. Any groups of more than five getting out, that'll just be banned, it'll be outlawed. But who throws the first blow is critical to shaping the opening stages of the Civil War. So what the left is trying to do is shape either a false flag provocation, which I still think is most likely, probably somebody firing into a left-wing crowd, leaving right-wing literature at the scene. Either that or another Charlottesville-type, mentally psychotic loser who will be turned into a guided missile behind the wheel of a truck, also to plow into,
About 3 months ago. You said shooting into a crowd or running them over, copying the Islamic attack, and it'll probably be staged, and they'll use that as the red shirt. But Trump came out and said, hey, both sides are wrong, and that ended up basically defeating their narrative because it came out, then Pelosi was forced to admit they were bad. But I see them kind of already flushing Antifa ahead of the next big event so they don't get the blame.
Well, but Antifa is also ramping up the white allies to go violent. There's a very telling short YouTube clip, a minute and a half yesterday, the day before, out of Berkeley, where the Latinas are telling the tall, gangly, white Antifa in the black mask, stop being a poser. Stop just trying to, be a live-action role player, essentially. If you want to prove you're an ally, because you're a white, you're genetically evil. And she says that. If you want
tell me the name of the clip. Tell me the name of the clip, Matt Bracken.
I'd have to dig it up, but it's Berkeley day or two ago. But
there's so many clips. Who can keep track of it? But think back. Was it something like Antifa tells white allies to get real, or what?
Yes, exactly. And the white saying, I've been out here for months. I've been getting beaten. And she's saying, you're just a poser. You're just doing a masquerade. You've got to actually just walk up and punch a Nazi right now. Well, that message, I'm sure, at all levels, in not only
and,
in America.
And a Nazi is anybody that isn't a communist, anybody that doesn't hate America.
Right. Anybody who's not an avowed communist, anarcho-communist. But there are right now some pushback going on. I've seen great work by Vlad Tepes, who's a Canadian-based blogger. But he's posting stuff from Sweden where some right-wing or at least non-communist Swedes are starting to push back against Antifa. We see it in Ottawa yesterday, a free speech rally by 500 Antifas show up, and they're mostly homeless losers that are paid to do that. There's evidence coming out about that.
Sure, and we know it's synthetic.
And then the same night in Edmonton, thousands of miles to the west, you have an ISIS truck rampage trying to do a Marseille, a Nice Barcelona attack. And we're, these are the two rungs of these are the two pillars, the left and Islam. They're working together. You see it at the range with the hijab wearing ladies being trained to shoot full auto. What are they really going to do with full auto other than, go to somewhere where there's a crowd? But it's important that the battlefield be prepared by having the mainstream media perception that a right-winger started it. As long as the first big multi-casualty massacre is perceived to have been coming from the right, then all bets will be off, and when free assembly is outlawed and we're virtually under martial law, everybody in the media will say, well, the right wing did it because this crazy person.
And I totally agree with you. They tried that with Charlottesville, but it didn't work because people saw that Antifa started it. But that they'll ignore the daily Islamic attacks, the Antifa attacks. They'll use that one attack as the pretext to then launch their giant violent uprising where they just kill random cops. They believe that the local departments will capitulate to the terrorism, go under the Strong Cities Initiative that's still waiting, despite Trump being in power, with the Mutinous Justice Department, and that they will then have the police departments under their control politically to begin the roundup of conservatives. It's at that point that the real detonation begins. And again, I just ask the citizens out there to really be mindful of the level we've gotten to.
This plan can only work to detonate Civil War II. It's not a plan for the left to win. That can't happen.
No, that's right. They just want to destabilize and hope that after the breakdown, somehow they're able to get control. It's the old Weatherman plan to have a civil war, then later the UN comes in as a communist cover. And it sounds insane, but so does the NFL pissing on the American flag. I mean, they're making their move.
But in many respects, you can see that we're being stress tested right now. We've got North Korea tomorrow could fire an EMP over Tokyo or over Chicago, possibly. Can't rule it out. We've got Puerto Rico coming after Harvey, then Irma, then Maria. Puerto Rico is another massive stress test. This is taking Uncle Sam right to the limit of what he's capable of doing. And you're seeing Democrats and Teamsters willing to put a choke even on aid going into Puerto Rico. But this stress test, it's got to be understood. What if Uncle Sam was already dealing with, say, Chicago under an EMP attack? It would be Puerto Rico.
And you watch, once this all more kicks off, they're going to openly grandstand against our country like we've got unlimited aid. No, this is it. They're making their move. It's the 100-year anniversary of the Bolsheviks. It's the same people. Get ready, incoming folks. They're getting ready.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
America can be great again. She must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
As God is my witness, today I went shooting firearms, and I might just do 3-4 times a year at a nice, fancy shooting range. And I walk in, and there's women lined up with Hajibs firing semi-auto and full-auto rifles. You can do that there. And when I left, there were people waiting for me down at one exit, and they were like, oh, Alex, there's all these women in hijabs and Muslim guys. Me and my wife just go, huh, and we go get the car. Then they follow us around, and the military guys I were with had already noticed this, so they came out. And the last time I heard, there was like more women in hijabs showing up to shoot. I mean, it was like, I'm telling you, folks, this is like Twilight Zone. This is like Twilight Zone. I mean, the numbers of real refugees they brought in. You go to the mall, it's just Muslims everywhere now. This is Austin, Texas. They're reporting last year that out of this high school I graduated out of, Anderson High School, it was a third Muslim. And again, this isn't about bashing Muslims themselves. They come from oppressive states. Radical Islam is the dominant force now. They're bringing in unvetted groups. There's terror attacks every day now. And Matt Braggin's a former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher. He's got the new book out. We're going to have him back on soon, just about the book itself, The Red Cliffs of Zerhon. I'm saying that right? A historical novel set in the future. But before we go any further, you got cut off by the break. I've never seen so much globalist activity. I've never seen such preparation for violence. All these army officers coming out and saying they're communists. I've got one of the articles here. West Point grad who's been in the field 2 years. Is socialist organizer who spreads communist propaganda relentlessly and is ready for a violent overthrow and wants to take down white people and kill capitalists. And he's staying in command. While he says he hates America and shows images of throwing American flags in the trash can, wearing Che Guevara shirts, and says he hates the country, there it is folding the flag, and you throw it in the trash. I mean, and like, he's being celebrated. This is what this is all about, and it's like all about violence and kill the ruling class. So we got like 6 minutes, a short segment, longer segment coming up. Matt Bracken. I know you're saying they're affecting the battle space. They're getting us ready for it right now. I see them losing the propaganda war, the NFL having to back off, NBA backing off, Trump approval ratings up, economy coming back, but they don't seem to care. They're going full steam ahead with the Civil War. And so I'm not a violent person until I'm violent. I'm not offensively violent, but I just want all the bureaucrats and globalists to know, if you think you're going to brand the Civil War going to shooting cops while they pump gas, I hope they all live to be 120 years old. If this thing all goes down, don't they know Santa Claus has been making a list and checking it twice? And all these globalist mayors and New World Order people and CEOs are deader than a hammer? I'm not going to do it. But once it starts, they're dead. We actually are the people that do things. We actually go out and do it. We don't sit there and suck on our thumbs all day. Don't they understand who they're starting to fight with? I'm not trying to act tough here, but don't these people get it?
Well, a couple days ago in Jacksonville, my area, A teenager, like 18 or 19-year-old, kind of a punk thrown out of his family, shot a Customs and Border Patrol officer. Last I heard, he was critically injured, shot him in the head and torso.
Republican members of city council randomly get shot every week now? It's happening everywhere.
But they're gearing up the mentality. The people that are the fringe that are the most mentally labile, the real loose cannons out there,
the useful idiots,
are the ones that are... But they're triggered first. They're the ones that are going to pick up the gun
first. So right now they're just triggering the mentally ill masses, the low-hanging fruit.
Well, they're being triggered just because the electric current, you know, the atmospheric current is so charged right now that the low-hanging fruit is starting to shake and fall off the tree ahead of time a little bit. But believe me, what they want is a right wing fingerprint on a massive.
That's right. They're trying to induct us. They're trying to get us to get into action,
which we won't. But they will eventually, and Antifa is going to shoot into a left-wing crowd, a, you know, peace moms type of crowd, and leave right-wing literature. And my message is we have to immediately be ready to push back against the false narrative, because it's going to be a Dylann Roof type of a thing, either with a psychotic right-winger or just a left-winger.
Well, didn't you see how all the white supremacist leaders a year before had been Democrat operatives at Charlottesville?
Yeah, I call that Operation Buffalo Jump. You know, when you're herded to a ledge like that, it's pathetic and it's predictable. Just for a moment, I put this book on free today on Kindle. So if you just get a Kindle version, is $0. This is the lead-in to Red Cliffs of Zerhoun, which is my new book, which is out right now.
No, take your time. These are important books. There's a lot of smart folks telling me years ago you're a really smart guy, and you've proven that on air. So talk about the lead-in, and then talk about the new book.
Yeah, my books are near future, I call semi-dystopian. You know, it's not like post-apocalyptic like Cormac McCarthy's The Road. I think that's way overdone. But, you know, the grid doesn't work. GPS doesn't work. There's no more digital anything. So you either are paying with gold or you're bartering. Well, technology that works like a simple radio, it'll still work if you have a battery. That's sort of the background. But the new book is a counter-jihad book all the way. It's an allegory for the defense of Western civilization when 70 schoolgirls are kidnapped from Ireland and taken to Morocco for auction as sex slaves or ransom. You know, it's a question that the West has to ask itself. Is it a fait accompli? Do we just say, oh, well, they're gone, we lost? You know, just accept our new dhimmi status, or do we fight back? So this novel here, Red Cliffs of Zerhoun.
I want to have you on this week for a full hour to talk about both the books, but right now let's get into this. You look at Catalonia, and as you know, it was one of the first places the Crusades started to push in the La Reconquista of the Muslims out, going back over 1,000 years ago. Now the Spanish government gets most of its money from Catalan. They've now brought in martial law viciously to put them under control. Well, have you seen the images of them beating men, women, and children?
Barcelona, and it's look at all of the parallels and the synchronicity. Barcelona, where the jihad attack just recently took place on Las Ramblas, the avenue, and now it's the center of the of the Catalan freedom independence movement. It's also Barcelona was also one of the big hotbeds and early flashpoints in the Spanish Civil War of the 1930s. So we are certainly seeing some history repeating itself, or if not repeating itself, it's certainly rhyming for sure.
And how do they get the federal police and state police to come in and literally beat up men and women so they can't go in and vote? I mean, I just couldn't talk about thugs. And of course, look at the police; they all look like a bunch of Muslims.
It's a very, in some ways, it's a good analogy for the United States with the federal system being stress tested in Spain. If Madrid, which runs the Guardia Civil, which is like their national police force, if Madrid allows a free election in Catalan, then the Basque regions might do it next. And they've had a more proven history of terrorism, the ETA, E-T-A. The Catalans do not, but the Catalans are like some of the smartest, most industrious people. They have their own language, never mind. You know, they have a language which is like two-thirds Spanish, partly French, and it's got its own thing. So they have their own unique culture and language, and they don't want to be just, you know, dictated by Brussels via Madrid.
Exactly. They wouldn't be leaving Spain if it wasn't for EU, and they're really mad about the forced integration of Muslims.
Right. So we're seeing stress tests in the USA. We're seeing stress tests in Europe. From Sweden to Spain, there's turmoil in the streets.
And let's talk about, are the globalists ready to launch their final assault? Because they're all over the news saying they're getting ready to overthrow Trump. Will they try it? And what's the timetable with Matt Bracken? I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get Matt Bracken back on the Skype. It just dropped out. I'm going to just go over some of these headlines for you. And if a planned civil war to overthrow the government, it's not that our government's perfect. It's made up of people. But this is America. And the globalists are allied with radical Orthodox Islam in an attempt to take over this country. And I've never seen such a move. And I was with guys that had been in all three of the ground force disciplines of the military today, and that what they saw at the shooting range, they were blown away by. And it just shows how there's massive preparation for civil war in this country by the left. They've been trying to get our guns the whole time, believing they would just take control of the security services and win that way, but now they don't think they will. They want to go up against state governments. They want to intimidate the federal government into capitulation. They want to go up against us. They want to decapitate the leadership of the resistance. And, folks, I've been on air 22 years. People know I don't talk like this if it isn't going on. And there's a lot of stuff I can't tell you about. It's bad, though. Just like I told police and others, and anybody that's prominent in the resistance, which just means you want America, freedom. They've said starting in early November they're going to launch their terror attacks simultaneously. Now, they may not do it, but that's the announcement, and Paul's linked to all the major communist groups, the socialist groups, the Democrats, they all announced it in this article. And we got the videos undercover of them saying they're getting ready for it. And notice, you never know the cop's name they shoot in the back of the head. It's just, it's in the news, it's out. Or the woman stabbed to death. It's every day. A cop shot in the back of the head, a woman stabbed to death. You know, people run over, and it's just, they don't even matter. So, you need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that this is getting serious. The little cowardly leftists think they brought in groups that are going to somehow team up with them later. That just shows how stupid they are historically, or at a gut level. So we've got hours of footage at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Drudge's linked to it. A lot of the Crowder got a lot of it. They're not doing this to play games. And people need to be ready. Now we're getting Matt back on. Just get him on phone. If Skype doesn't work, it's just not a problem. Just go to the phone. I know he's on the road anyway, so it's fine. Okay. So we've got, you can't reach him on Skype, you can't reach him on phone. Phone and Skype are down. Wow. That's strange. Yeah, whatever. We'll get him back on soon. But, you know, I think this is what gets to me the most. I can't believe that the globalists think they're going to get away with all this. And I can't believe that they can find so many people that'll sell out and engage in criminal activity. But there's something about weak people. They like evil. There's something about folks that have never had power that they think a conspiracy or subterfuge or a deception is manly when it's not. Being straight up, being a straight shooter is really all there is in this world. And so many people I run into, they think when I'm talking to them, like, there's some coded message. No, I'm really talking to you straight. And I just don't understand why other people don't like straight talk, or how they can't handle straight talk, or they don't get what straight talk is. But I respect myself. And I respect you, so I'm going to give you straight talk. But I think about 60 Minutes and their lies, and ABC and their lies, and NBC, and I think about CNN, MSNBC, and just all of it. I just think about why. And they use the freedom and openness of our society to say, why should we go along with the will of the people? Why should we go along with the Renaissance? Why should we go along with all the success? Why don't we just hijack the success, and that'll make us successful. But as you've noticed in other civilizations, hijacking success never makes you what you hijacked. It makes you a loser. And no amount of popery or pomp, no amount of regalia, no amount of red carpets, no amount of machinery will ever make you a good person. Only actually doing the real thing will do it. So maybe I should air this little CNN piece to analyze it, getting back to Saturday Night Live. That is not a comedy program. It is a propaganda program. I played the clip of Michael Shea with his little fake name, saying that Trump is a cheap cracker, which is the N-word for white folks. And then saying he didn't help any brown people in Texas or anywhere else, which is a total lie. But I thought I'd actually play the Saturday Night Live calls Trump a cheap cracker clip. I thought I'd play SNL returns with Trump mockery. It's not Trump mockery. It's Trump lies with a studio audience of picked idiots that would laugh at drying paint, with Alec Baldwin saying, we're not sending any aid. We didn't know Puerto Rico was part of America. When the aid's all been there, piled up the ceiling, and the Teamsters and the Democrats won't deliver it, and go on TV and brag about it. You cheap cracker. Imagine saying about Obama, you didn't respond to Louisiana, Mississippi last year, last August, a year ago, plus 13 months ago. You're a cheap N-word. I would never say that. The mainstream media is so deceptive, they'll probably say, Jones says you didn't do enough, you cheap N-word to Obama. Quotes. And at the bottom of the article, they'll say Jones was speaking about how Trump was called a cracker and using, you know, they'll always, they know the average person doesn't read the whole three-page article, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to live my life according to their deceptions. But let's just go ahead and start the video. Here's Alec Baldwin. He's, Alex Jones says black people aren't humans. Yes, I learned it in InfoWars. Remember that? That was last season. He's back with more BS. Here it is.
Ma'am, I don't know if you know this, but you're in an island in the water. The ocean water, big ocean, with fishies and bubbles and turtles that bite. We want to help you, but we have to take care of America first.
Wait, you do know we're a U.S. territory, don't you?
Baldwin, Trump, and SNL.
I do, but not many people know that. No.
So Saturday Night Live's back. Oh, he's an award-winning guy. He's so cool. Oh, they're such big stars. Make fun of fat people. Everything they tell you not to do, they do. But they're the anointed.
Oh, I will not let you down. And I was like, that feeling when he doesn't text you back, but you see him tweeting.
The mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
Total and complete racism, but just spewed at you to create this huge anti-white wave. That is true racism, true social engineering from NBC. Unbelievable. But the good news is the NFL's going bankrupt now and the NBA's back down. You're a bunch of losers.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, you do this long enough, you get so close to a problem, you don't realize just how high level you've gotten in the fight. And that's not to brag. It's that you're not accurately reporting to the public. I interviewed the former head of the Davos Group just this week. People didn't understand he was the former head on the advisory board, chairman of the Davos Group. That's as high level as it gets. Well, the other folks I talked to, I mean, I got basically invited to the Bilderberg Group a few years ago, just as I've demonstrated against it. It's not that powerful anymore. The Davos Group's what's powerful, and I didn't go for optics reasons. But the point is, there's a major civil war within the elite going on right now. So people need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the real thing that's going down, okay? And there are globalist forces that actually intended to end all freedom in Europe and the United States and Canada, make people convert to globalism, which means pro-Islam, and people are fighting back. And it doesn't mean because I have sources high up that have been, you know, at the head of the Davos Group or in Bilderberg, that I'm like, want to be in their club. No, they're defecting from it, and the whole thing's falling apart. Because it was sold based on a lie, but we're in the midst of a civil war. And the fact that the Democrats would block aid to Puerto Rico and do it publicly while blaming Trump shows you how brazen they are. But what Matt Bracken said, his power went out earlier. We got him back for a few minutes here. that's about to end the transmission, is key. They don't think they're going to win this. They want to weaken the U.S. so communist China, other globalist forces, the globalist control, can make big power moves. It's about crippling us, and that's why people that have been at the high levels of the Davos Group and others are now been out of it for years. Even before this big revolution came, we've had friends in the system, is what I'm saying. We're not doing this alone. But no, the enemy has friends. So thank you all for your support. I wanted to play Jim Brown from Thursday or Friday on Fox, who said, look, this whole race war thing's a bunch of bull. It was a bunch of white folks helped me get where I was. Most white people don't want to be racist. He lived under real racism. So here's that clip, and we'll finish it with Matt Bragg.
So I don't always look at black and white, but I'm going to say this to you.
Yes.
And I don't ever say this. The three greatest people in my life were white. Okay? My high school coach, my high school superintendent, and my mentor in Manhasset, Long Island. I never had a father, really. My great-grandmother raised me. But I was in this country where I got help from people that were not of my same color. So when I come out of the box, I don't come out of the box as racial. I look for good people and people that will be like-minded and help me try to do good for other human beings. So that's truly where I'm coming from.
And that's Martin Luther King. I don't go to a restaurant because white folks or black folks own it. I don't know because the food's good, and if they're nice and hospitality, baby, I'm there. Well, I'm in Mexican food restaurants most of the time. Yeah. But it's just crazy that that's common sense, and they're trying to demonize that with cultural Marxism and admitting it. It's in the WikiLeaks. So, Matt Bragg, in the 5-6 minutes we've got left, sorry your power went out. Wow, I know you're on the road right now, not your normal studio. They're making their move. What do we do? What should we be watching for?
Well, first, that's very powerful, and God bless Jim Brown, greatest NFL running back in history still. Nobody like him for standing tall and saying that, which is not easy to say, I'm sure. A lot easier to stay down, but he's always been a peacemaker.
Oh, that's right. The fires, current players that put their hand over their heart in America.
Yeah. Well, I kind of see America right now like a bear. It's weakened. It's maybe overweight and out of shape, and the hunting dogs are after it. And as the bear is weakened, more dogs that are hiding in the shadows come running out to take a bite because they see this as the chance. The globalists know that a free and independent America is the biggest bulwark against their total globalist domination. So whether they win a civil war in America or not, turning America into what I see Civil War II as, I make an equation, Rwanda times Bosnia. America will be brought to its knees by a civil war. It will no longer be a factor on the world stage while it's in a civil war. And in that time period, the globalists think they will be able to establish the new world order. A plan to ride the tiger is not the same as riding a tiger. They might be able to instigate a civil war in the USA. I don't think that there will ever be like a complete globalist takeover in the world because it's more likely, I think.
Sure, they're going to play the different. Well, they never wanted a world government. They wanted to isolate countries, break them down, have city states that are above the law. They used to exploit all the other regions. They admit that.
Right. And we'll end up as basically serfs or peasants. And they'll end up as.
And they're going to put out fake opposition leaders and fake leaders of both sides that are puppets. We have to realize who owns it, who does it. Once it gets into physical, if it does, it's key to realize the names you hear on the news are not the targets.
And you can see how this civil war is already being played out politically. A big litmus test or dividing line is looking at General Flynn being taken out. He was basically taken out. And then H.R. McMaster, who I call H.R. McBilderberger.
So he's openly an Islamicist. He's openly, right. He doesn't want, he's a pro-Islamicist.
Right, they're sticking with.
Anybody that criticizes radical Islam, that's the litmus test. And I've been told by globalists off record, we won't destroy you, leave Islam alone. Why is Islam the key? I didn't realize until a few years ago how it's their whole, they think demographically it's about to be 3 billion, it's a billion and a half now. They think that's their key.
And remember, Islam plus socialism equals Islam. At the end of the day, socialists always convert to Islam. And Islam is very cozy for the people that want to be our feudal lords and masters. I mean, imagine, it's just right out front. If you're a sultan, you get to have the harem, you get to have all the wealth, you get to make all the rules.
So it's perfect for psychopaths.
It's perfect for psychopaths. There have been many caliphs and sultans in the past who were essentially like a Hitler who won. Imagine if Hitler had won World War II, dominated all of Europe and Africa, and lived to be 90, you know, with a harem of thousands of girls, doing all kind of eugenic experiments, unbridled. Well, that's happened over and over again in Islamic history. You know, eventually...
And then those psychopaths have 100 sons and then sell the daughters into slavery, and that's why all the inbreeding, I'm not being mean, 35% of the birth defects are less than 1% of the population, Pakistanis in England. I mean, it's just a disaster.
Remember, there's a something called hybrid vigor, which is if the weaker and lower IQ Arabs eventually take Europe by the Sharia plan, the Quranic, you know, conquest plan.
Oh, they say that. In fact, the Imam of Jerusalem says that women are ours, we will now be strong. We are taking them. They know that.
And it won't matter if the rising generation of European women wanted to be childless or lesbians or career women. It won't matter. They're going to have 5 children who are going to be 100% Muslim, even though they're half German or Swedish. So the next generation coming out of this won't be scrawny, you know, 85 IQ desert Arabs, essentially, Pakistanis, Saudis. They're going to be half, you know, German rocket scientist material. But they'll be 100% fanatically Islamic. It was the Berbers of North Africa who conquered Spain, not Arabians. The Quranic conquest formula was successful at converting the Berbers of North Africa to Islam, but they were much bigger, stronger, smarter, tougher than the Arabs that conquered them, because each little Berber tribe was independent and squabbling constantly. Well, the Muslim plan takes over one tribe after another, joined all the Berbers together, and in a few decades, they swept through Spain and got all the way into France. So people that say, well, it's too bad for Europe, but how does that affect me?
Bottom line, we're in an existential fight for our lives. We have to take the government completely back. We have to absolutely cauterize the cancer and cut it out, or we're all dead. And we're genetically dead, and I'm not going to put up with it. This is a group coming to use our openness to destroy us and dominate us, and they're so damn arrogant and so creepy, and the globalists are allied because they just want the power for a decade in their little Satanist operation to desecrate Christianity.
And America is the last redoubt. Nobody should think, well, I'm going to take my...
Now, Europe's already demographically fallen.
New Zealander. Right, we have to make the stand in America. If you think that you can make the stand in New Zealand, forget it. Or Patagonia.
That's right. You're not going to run and just defeat this by living your own damn life out. You got to do it now for everybody. Thank you, Matt Bratton. Let's talk soon.
Thank you.
The new book is available at his website. Give it, folks, your website. Enemies, Foreign and Domestic.
Foreignanddomestic.com. These are the two books. Castigo Key is free on Kindle through tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, this is free on Kindle.
All right, folks. We need financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. You fund us, we'll fight. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all. Great job, crew. 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. I kick off David Knight, 8 a.m. Please listen to him.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.